大家好，我是 Jenny。你正在收听由看英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
那最近在美国有一个蛮大的新闻啊，就是美国最富有的女性 ，Well, she's also the richest woman on planet Earth.
In the universe.
In the universe, she recently got married or remarried, 再婚了。
Right. So we are talking about the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos from Amazon, and I gotta say, I really dropped the ball on this one. I really wasn't paying attention.
什么叫 drop the ball?
Just means I wasn't paying attention.
就是贝索斯的前妻 Mackenzie Scott. 她最近新结婚了，然后呢，这个 the guy 是一个老师，是一个 high school teacher.
Right. So you know any other teachers, any other single teachers who could have used a super rich wife?
对，我觉得这个网友基本上还是很祝福啊，sending them lots of well wishes. 因为贝索斯的前妻，她非常了不起的一点。就是他去年一年好像就捐了$50 million, and she's leading the charge of, you know, donating money. Really is doing a lot of great things.
Right, well, she has more money than God. Right?
但因为他们的财富真的非常悬殊, right? So there's some 网民, they're like, oh, he just married a rich woman, and the rest of his life is set, 怎么怎么样。
Yeah.
What a lucky guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not mad at the guy. I'm just mad at myself. For not seeking out Mackenzie Bezos when I had a chance.
So anyway, 我觉得这也是个很有意思的话题啊。所以今天我们会跟大家分享一些就是婚姻和财富相关的英语，以及在文化上面，美国的文化是怎么看待这样嫁或者娶一个非常有钱的人。
Right. Okay. So where should we start?
我还想说说就是 Mackenzie Scott 和他这个 new husband remarried 是吧？第二次结婚的先生。So I think the news broke. 这个消息被宣布是这个男生他写了一封信。
Right, he wrote a letter to a very famous non-profit organization called The Giving Pledge.
我觉得我们还是要说说这个男生的名字啊 ,Dan Jewett.
Jewett.
对，因为我觉得可能就娶一个那么富有的太太压力其实也很大，是吧？人家会说 Oh, you're the new Mr. Mackenzie Scott now. 很多人都不会注意他的名字是什么。
Right.
Yeah.But anyway, it's the way they chose to share this happy news. 然后这个 Dan Jewett 怎么说的呢?
He said he never imagined that he would be in this position, right? Donating money to the Giving Pledge. The Giving Pledge is for people like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates.
所以这个组织是 billionaires, 就身家几十亿美金的人说我们要一起做善事，要捐我们的财富，是吧?
Right, so it's for people with not just wealth,But
significant wealth.
Significant wealth. So now it's Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and Dan Jewett.
之前是高中老师，高中 science teacher, 是吧？
Good for you, Dan.
但我觉得他这个说的也很诚实，也很 honest 啊。他说我从来没有想到说我自己就有一天有这个能力可以有 significant amount of wealth, 有这么多的财富 to help a lot of people.
That's right.
然后他说 I think it's a happy coincidence. 是一个非常喜庆的一个 coincidence, 是一个巧合或者一个偶然，对吧？就上天的安排。 I'm now married to one of the what?
One of the most generous and kind people. And someone who has committed to pass on an enormous amount of wealth to serve others.
所以他就是我自己觉得很幸运啊，我娶到了一个这么好的太太。 And by the way, she also has a lot of wealth to help other people. 对，因为 Mackenzie Scott 他去年好像是美国捐款直接捐款最多的一个 billionaire. And she's putting all the man billionaires to shame.
Right.
因为他去年一年就捐了$50 million嘛，而且说他很多的这个捐款他就是不是 go through 一个什么机构，而是直接我就给，比如我要帮助大学，我要帮助什么穷人的那种 food bank, 我就直接给你们。 I don't want to go through a lot of third party.
Right.
And I trust that you guys will be using these funds appropriately. 他很信任这些被捐助的人。好，那 当然我们知道 Adam 看到这个新闻以后还说 Wow, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, shoot.
你是想什么你应该当时去联系 Mackenzie's
house. Hey, Mackenzie, what's going on? You like...Do you like movies? Maybe we can watch a movie together.
哎，你不要这样。我有的时候觉得很有钱的人 ，you know, when it comes to love and marriage, 其实还挺 tricky 的。Mm. 确实是有很多人 ，you know, they're in it for the money,
right?
比如这个 Mackenzie Scott 作为一个这么有影响力、这么有钱的女性，当她再去寻找爱的时候 ，it must be going on in her brain, like,
of course,
what is he in this for?
Right.
她的目的、她的 purpose 是什么、？Intention 是什么
？Right, right, exactly.
But this Dan Jewett 看起来就是一个特别朴实的。If you guys look, you know, search for his photos, he just looks like a very Seattle.Very West Coast、
right.
dude, a guy.
Right, right? laid back.
对对对、好诶那 Adam 我要问你啊就是中文里面我们说到结婚、我们其实可以用两个不同的字来表达、
okay.
比如女生我们会说她嫁给一个男生、
okay.
嫁给一个有钱人然后一个男生我们可以说他娶了一个很有钱的太太
Okay, so in English we have no such distinction You are just marrying somebody
啊，所以都是用 marry 这个词、是吧、
Yeah
诶最近 kind of related news 不是 Prince Harry 和 Meghan Markle 他们就和 Oprah Winfrey 美国最有名的这个主持人做了一个专访 interview 然后就讲了很多 Meghan Markle 嫁给、Prince Harry 以后的压力啊、这些 Because she's kind of She was not a royal, right?
right.
She married into the British royal family
Right、Right, right. So that's a great point there. When we talk about somebody marrying somebody who comes from a very rich or powerful family,、we will say marry into
一个东西啊 So we can say marry into wealth,、财富对不对、
right.
Can we just say marry into money?
You can say marry into money. And just to be clear, you could also marry into the, like, the Smiths if you want. If the Smiths were a very...
Powerful family,
or even like a very cohesive family. That their identity is very much related to being a Smith.
你刚刚说的，比如 the Smith, 这个 Smith 是一个姓嘛，对吧？这个概念就让我想到家族。你说 very powerful,、
right.
或者这个家很 cohesive, 就是很团结，他们是一个很大的一个团体。
Right. We're the Smiths.
The 家族
right?
好，那口语里面。而且不太需要说、they married into wealth.、What are some more 口语 ways?
Oh, you married rich?
Oh.
Yeah, so I missed my chance to marry rich again.
但你还有机会啊。
I know, but I'm not getting any younger. That's the problem.
I don't think Dan Jewett is very young.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
其实成熟 maturity 还是有很多的 benefits、it adds your charisma、
okay.
增加你的魅力
Okay, good to know, good to know
所以一个人和一个非常有钱的人结婚我们可以说 he or she married rich、是吧
Yep、
在中文里面我们有的时候做一个比较啊，一个 binary 说你是要嫁给钱还是嫁给爱 once again、又比较 gendered、说 imply 是一个女生
Sure.
或者跟钱结婚还是跟爱结婚吧？
啊，
这个英语里面。
We don't often set that up as a binary, but there are lots of reasons why people marry, and we often use the word for here to express the reason. So, did you marry for money?、did you marry for love?
Marry for companionship, 陪伴
green card.
Oh. 但重要的是你结婚的这个原因或者目的我们前面要加 for 这个介词、
right,
对不对、
right.
Married for something、好我觉得绝大多数的婚姻啦它还是建立在 It's built on love、Most vast majority of people marry for love 对吧、但其实像 贝索斯的前妻 Mackenzie Scott， 比如他和贝索斯结婚的时候 I don't think we could really call it she married rich， 因为那个时候贝索斯没有什么钱啊，
right.
他还在奋斗啊，还没有 Amazon 啊。
Right, right. He, I mean, he was an entrepreneur, so he had some success in the 90s.、You know, Amazon's been around since the 90s. But imagine going through the tech bubble bursting with him.
对对对
end of the 90s, the stock market crashed.
是
So, you know, at that point, they probably had a little bit of money on paper. And then, yeah, so she rode that out with him.
所以我想问你的就是你不是 marry rich 而是在这个你们婚姻结婚的过程当中两个人一起奋斗一起打拼然后成功变得很有钱就怎么说呢
Right, there's no real special way to say it. They just became rich together or they built wealth together.
我觉得这挺好 They built wealth or they built the company together.
Right.
对于我也看到很多介绍就是说 Mackenzie Scott was very important in Jeff Bezos funding and taking Amazon into what it is now. Mm. 对
Right.
而且贝索斯就一直说我太太是我认识世界上最聪明的人比我聪明多了比我坚强多了
Right. Behind every great man is a greater woman.
对你这个很好 Behind every great man 在一个成功或者伟大的男性背后都有一个 greater 更伟大的女性、对不对、But you said something that I thought was interesting
Really?
说 they became rich together
Yeah, you know, I mean
这听起来 很可爱
you, Well, you're asking about like what would people say Like what's the most common And I'm thinking, you know, most people are not richYeah. And most people would like to be rich, but they have no conception of what it is to be rich. So it's just, they became rich.
这是对最最老百姓最大实话 They just became rich together.
They became rich, yeah. They just snapped their fingers and became rich.
But you, when you look at these tech founders, 不管是 Facebook 啊还是 Google 啊 that seems to be the story. It's like they all, the spouses became, or they built their wealth.
Right.
They built the company and the success together.
Right, well, that's why I like the phrase build wealth, because it really it focuses a bit more on the actual hard work, not justJust being in the right place at the right time.
就不光是他俩一起变得很有钱，而是他们一起奋斗，有那个对 working hard, fighting together 的这个意思啊。好，那其实讲到就是牵涉到比较多钱、比较多财富的婚姻啊。之前我们有个印象就是这个有钱人一定要让他的未婚妻或者未婚夫 sign something.
Yes.
签署一份文件。
Yes. This document is a very important document for a lot of moneyed folks. This is called a prenuptial agreement or just a prenup.
A prenup. 但我首先问你，你刚刚说 moneyed people, 所以 money 可以变成形容词是吧
Yes, add a E and a D and you have an adjective.
Moneyed.
Okay. The moneyed classes.
好，那再回到刚刚说的这份文件，这个 document, prenup.、Prenup. Pre 我们知道它是代表之前、对不对 before 那这个 nuptials 就是 marriage、basically
that's right、so a prenup basically means that if big、if here if there is a divorce the person who is not moneyed is not entitled to the money
或者 it's not entitled to half of、the money
right,
对吧
right.
可能 to 30% 20% or
something
yeah something so to sign a prenup, 签一个婚前协议。但像那种奋斗两个人 they built the wealth together、现在也有个东西叫 postnup 就我们婚前没有签、但后来发现了一些情况我们婚后其实也可以签一个。
Yeah, I mean,a marriage is really an agreement in the eyes of the law. It's a contract, so you can amend the contract. You can...add as many postnups as you want. The question I always have is what happened? Like how does the wife go to the husband or how does the husband go to the wife and say, sign this?
有的时候可能就是两个人 they come to an agreement some sort of, 对，不一定是这种很充满敌意，很 you know like treating you as the enemy or
right. In a perfect world, but you know, in any case, a prenup, a postnup, I think they're very important documents, but they must be really, really awkward to bring up.
但我觉得现在有一个很大的转变是，有很多不那么有钱的人，老百姓，我们老百姓 average folks 也在签这些 prenups to both protect your 婚前财产 protect your assets but also to limit your liabilities 就是控制一下你的风险，因为我最近还读到一篇文章说美国现在有很多 millennials 就是这种二三十岁的年轻人， a lot of them have huge student loans、他上大学有很多这个贷款、
right.
然后在结婚前呢两个人就说 OK 你对你的贷款负责，我对我的负责，我们不是要把它搞在一起说我们两个各负50%的责任什么、
right.
So it's actually like prenups are becoming more and more common amongst us non-moneyed people.
Right, right. But like you say, it's not to protect assets because there are no assets. It's just debt. It's to keep the debt separate.
对对对，我觉得这可能是最大的转变。Like the prenup really has become more common now,
right.
是吧？好，那今天节目最后，你还有什么这个 words of wisdom 要跟大家分享吗？有什么智慧语之语要跟大家分享
？Well, geez, there are a few. I am actually working on a lesson right now for Open Language about Warren Buffett's partner.
Oh, Munger.
Yeah, well, everybody knows Buffett. I'm not sure if everybody knows his partner. But anyway, you do now.
Yeah.
he's kind of the quiet one.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that he's not the smart one or the funny one. Right? He is just the one that doesn't like to give interviews. But in any case, he wrote a book or he had another person write a book for him. And there was a really good line in that book about how to find a good spouse, a good husband or wife.
所以巴菲特，股神巴菲特的左右手吧，我们可以说查尔斯 Charlie Munger,
right hand man.
芒格，他有一本书里面都是这种金句哈。We can say Buffett and Munger became rich together.
They did. They certainly did. Yeah.
Yeah. So what did he say about spouse?
He said the best way to find a good spouse is to deserve a good spouse.
Wow. Respect. 就讲得太好。Respect.
Right. So I'm sure that Dan Jewett is a man who is very deserving of many things.So that's why I am not actually jealous of him. I am not angry that he and Mackenzie found love and didn't find Adam.
没有，我觉得刚刚芒格的这句话，我们翻译一下，怎么才能找到一个特别好的伴侣啊？你 you can define it as 人很好，或者同时也很有钱，怎么找到这样的人呢？怎么找到像贝索斯前妻这么好的人呢？他说，你关键就是你得 deserve。你要值得拥有这么好的一个伴侣。
Right, right, right. It's a good start anyway.
Yeah, I agree. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。我们的听众，你身边有没有这样比较相似的故事啊？就是两个人奋斗一起变得非常成功，非常富有，或者一个人 married into wealth,对。大家都可以跟我们来分享。
Sure, and if any of those people have recently divorced and
or single,
and if they're in the Vancouver area.
你不要这样，其实 Adam 是一个，他是一个特别不物质的人，根本不是他自己说的，我要找一个有钱的女生结婚。
Well, you know, I mean, it's better than a poor one.
哎呀。好啊，你自毁形象，我也没办法。Thank you for listening, guys. We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye, guys.